Hi there, this is Mike Hopwood, your big jab English reporter, calling Portland once again from Manchester here in the heart of England. I'm here, of course, to keep you right up to date with the latest news and views on what's happening in the pop world here on the other side of the Atlantic. And in today's programme, among many things, I'll be answering questions like, are groups on the way out? And, of course, I'll be keeping you up to date with the latest fashions from that swinging city, London. Well, as we've lots in store, let's get on the move, and as usual, with this month's shooting star. That is, of course, the record that's moved the quickest up the charts this last month here in England. Well, this month, there's certainly been no doubt about it. The record that's really shot up to the top has been a fabulous disc called Penny Lane, by who else but the Beatles.
Penny Lane. There is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laughing him behind his back, and the banker never wears a mask in the pouring rain. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies I sit and meanwhile back in Penny Lane there is a fireman with an hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. Another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trim, and then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies I say.
There we heard the Beatles with Penny Lane, and here's my first report, which is all about the groups here in England. It may well surprise you when I tell you that the feeling with most teenagers here in Britain is that groups are on the way out. I think this is so because at the moment there are so many groups in England that are all producing the same sound. Even the groups with the most exciting sounds are tending to get into a rut. So it could well be that the Monkees have arrived on the scene just a little bit too late, although at the moment they really are going down well. OK, if groups are on the way out, I suppose you want to know what or who is on the way in. I think the answer to that is the solo artist or solo pop singer, who with a large orchestra and a good arrangement can produce some dynamic sounds on discs. As you may know, some of the big groups have already split up and the lead singer gone solo, like Paul Jones, who left Manfred Mann, and Wayne Fontana, who left the Mindbenders, and it is so that these people have gone much further on their own. So this could soon be the general trend of things over here. And remember, even the Beatles are thinking of splitting up. So if this does happen, which I think really could, the pop world, at least in Britain, is in for a big change. Well, as I've been talking about solo artists, here's a solo artiste who was never with a group, so she's got nothing to worry about anyway. It's Petula Clark, with her fantastic brand new record called Don't Sleep in the Subway.
try to be smart, then you take it to heart. 'Cause it hurts when your ego is deflated. Ooh, you don't realize that it's all compromise, and the problems are so overrated.
Petula Clark there with her very latest Don't Sleep in the Subway. Now on to our fashion spot. Well, having just arrived back from London, and after spending hours in Carnaby Street and Portobello Road, I think that I'll start with the men. Because from what I've found out, the most exciting things at the moment are happening on the men's side. Men's clothes are becoming very regimental-like, and the really in thing is to wear a uniform of some kind. Most men seem to be wearing uniforms like Grenadier Guards, and believe you me, they really are smart. So there you are, men, if you want to be with it, you've got to get very soldier-like and start wearing Edwardian uniforms. Brightly coloured satin shirts and hipsters are still very much the in thing for casual wear over here, and also something that hasn't caught on all that much, suede suits. On Carnaby Street I saw a fantastic purple suede suit. Now on to girls' wear. Miniskirts are still very much in the swing, but the main thing to note here is the colour. Purple miniskirts are definitely out. If you want to be with it, you have to wear lime green, orange, pink or yellow. Shoes and bags must accompany the dress in a contrasting colour. For instance, a lime green dress with bright orange shoes and bag. Edwardian clothes haven't caught on as much with the girls as they have with the men. It seems girls still prefer the miniskirt. Also, for the girls, fur coats are definitely out. And just before I leave you, a note on men's hairstyles. Although lots of men still have long hair, the in thing is quite definitely short hair with long sideboards. Well, now it's time for a few titbits, which means that I'm going to tell you about various things going on in the pop world over here. First of all, the Bee Gees and their latest disc called New York Mining Disaster 1941 are really going down well since their disc arrived on the scene over here a few weeks ago. Teenagers are going mad about this fantastic record, which is already on its way up the British charts. Nancy Sinatra has arrived in London to record the soundtrack title song for the new James Bond film, You Only Live Twice. And still on with films, the film How I Won the War, in which John Lennon has a straight acting role, is all set for general release in the West End of London very shortly. Which reminds me that I must tell you that also to be released shortly is the Beatles' long-awaited new LP. This should be a fantastic LP, and we hope to feature some of the tracks in our next programme. Well, earlier in this programme, we played you the record that had crashed at the British charts this last month, and that was, of course, Penny Lane, which was written about a certain road in Liverpool. Well, I was in Liverpool the other day and found that all the street signs on Penny Lane with Penny Lane written on them had disappeared, and there were more than a dozen signs to my knowledge. It just goes to show what lengths some people will go to have something in common with a Beatles song. So much for Penny Lane, this month's shooting star. Coming up right now, though, is this month's tip for the top. That is the record we think may well be our next sure shot, or at least soon be in that number one spot. See what you think. It's Whistling Jack Smith with I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman. Thank you. Well, that's it for the time being. If you want to know whether or not that record does make number one, I suggest you join me in about a month's time when I'll be calling Portland once again with some more news and views about the pop scene here in Britain. So stay tuned to this, your number one station, for the latest from both sides of the Atlantic. This is Mike Hopwood on behalf of everyone here saying, look after yourselves. Bye now.